Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Stars all the way from here.
to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. I want to thank all my listeners for being here this Friday and the ones north to south, east to west, and everyone in the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, United Kingdom, Canada, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Portugal, St. Vincent, and the Grenadine Islands. Thank all of y'all for listening. And tonight is going to be a special show because not only is this part two of Meet the Medium with my special guest, Alan Wright, but it also is his 30th radio interview. So he is getting to be a pro at this. And if you got any question that you want to talk or make a comment, just dial 347-945-6003. If you hit the one key, I will unmute your mic and let you talk or ask the question. This guy, he is right on it, you know. So without further ado, I want to say hi to my co-host, Chris. Mark is having his birthday celebration. Happy birthday, Mark. So he's not sure whether or not he's going to call in, but he's having family and friends. So I want him to have a good evening. But I got my son on the radio, Chris, with me. So how you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, Terry, and happy birthday, Mark. Hopefully he's listening to us.
All right now, yes. If not, we'll just kick him to the archives, right?
yeah,
but, you know,
exactly.
So, you know, it's just amazing, you know. If you don't know Alan Wright, you got to get to know the guy. But without further ado, I want to introduce the son and let others who already know him meet Alan Wright. How you doing, Alan?
Oh, just fine, Terry. How are you?
Oh, it's a good week. It's a good week, darling. And but yesterday, for real, the rain came down. It was so bad. It was like fog. It was lightning and thunder. And every time I saw lightning, my chest got tight. I said, oh, Lord. It was kind of scary. But I made it home safely, and I stayed put.
we're having kind of a drought in our part of the state of Utah. And we haven't had any rain now for over a month, so...
What?
We're praying for rain here.
We better get the minions, do some rain dancing.
Yeah, I guess so. I have to do something, huh?
How about that? But, wow. So, because y'all have the drought, has they restricted y'all from when y'all can water your lawns and stuff? Because when we had a drought here, that's what we had, certain times of the week that we could water our lawns. Have y'all had that restriction put on y'all?
Not yet, but... I really haven't seen too many places watering their yards. So, you know, the places that I've seen using the most water is the big commercial buildings like Walmart down there. They irrigate and spray their grass and stuff that runs around the building. And then the government buildings like the post office and stuff, they keep their yards pretty well manicured.
Definitely hope y'all get some
rain. Hopefully. That would be nice.
But I tell you what, if the forecast says rain, y'all need to put out some empty trash cans or buckets so that y'all can have that reserve to use to water your land, you know, your lawns and stuff like that, and for your pets. But I'm not going to speak so much about that because my handsome little co-host got his little question already lined up. So go ahead, Chris.
thank you. All right, Alan. My first question is kind of going to, since next week, next Wednesday is the 4th of July, my first question is, do you have any plans for the 4th of July? Do you celebrate the 4th of July, July 4th?
Well, probably the most that we will do is go to the town we live in has a 4th of July parade. And the town next to us, which is the county seat, they have a little bit bigger parade. We might go to either one of those parades, just watch them. Now, it's kind of warm here, you know, but at least it hasn't broke 100 degrees yet. But we'll be out there sitting in the shade probably in a lawn chair watching the parade. I noticed my wife went to Walmart and bought some sparklers too, so I don't know what she's got in mind for that, but we'll sit outside with our sparklers that night or something.
Make sure you're
awesome,
hydrated,
yeah.
You and your wife, and have something cool to drink.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that when you're thirsty, water is the best thing, but you know, have something to, you know, wet your throat.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I just want some people know about Alan's particular talents as a medium, because I asked him before, I said, well, do you see any relatives trying to talk to me? And he made it clear that, you know, if something was to happen, one of your loved ones would come, it has to be just on random. He can't just say, hey, Terry's relative, come on over here. She want to ask you some questions. It don't work like that. So, but if you want to know more about how his talent is, you can always call into the show and hit the one key. But, Alan, tell us again, for the benefit of our listeners, when did you realize you had this gift?
Well, you know, funny you should ask. I was talking to my publisher last night on the phone, and I was telling her about some of the things that's been happening on the radio shows, you know. By the way, being the 30th, like you said, there's been things that happen. I've had a few shows. It doesn't happen every show, but I've had a few shows where a spirit will sit down beside me or move up next to me, and they have a message for somebody on the show, usually the host or co-host. And then I pretty much interrupt the show and let them know what their relatives wants them to know. But I first really knew I had that kind of talent at kind of an early age. After I graduated from high school, I most of the time you don't really know those people after you leave high school. You know, you the only time you see them is at reunions and stuff like that, if you go. But I would start thinking about a name in my head that I hadn't heard from for years or anything, and it would come to me sometimes two or three times a day, and it would go on for a while, you know. And I realized, I would find out later on that that person had died. And I realized then that it was their spirit coming to me to let me know that they had passed. And also, I think they were trying to, kind of let them know that the world know that they had been there. And if they especially lived out of state, from where they graduated from high school, they kind of wanted to let me know so maybe I could tell other people that went to the same high school that they had passed. But, I learned at an early age. As I said before, though, as I get older, my abilities become stronger. And it was especially after I went and saw my grandfather in that astral projection. That's when my ability started to become stronger and stronger and more clearer, as I should say. I'm able to, the spirits still have to come to me. I mean, I can't call the spirit out, but the spirits, they know I'm a medium and they gather around me. Remember the last show that we had trouble with the telephone. Remember that?
Right.
We had trouble with the radio, with the telephone. It was going in and out. We had all kinds of trouble with it and stuff. You told me it might be some electrical device on my end or whatever. I've had trouble with radio shows for the longest time now because spirits are around me. And they want to make themselves known. And one way they do that is through electronic devices, and telephones is one of them. And, but anyway, today we're nice and clear, so I guess nobody wants to talk or something. But, yes.
I'm sorry. I do have one question, and for the benefit of the listeners, a lot of people believe that once you pass away, that carcass is an empty cell. And with that being said, and you are able to talk with spirits, do that also mean that you could talk to spirits that go to hell as well as to heaven, or do you believe there is no divide? Once you die, spirits are just flying around anywhere.
Well, usually the spirits I talk to are the ones that's in this earthly realm for whatever reason. And the reason why they want to convey their message to me or to their relative is usually because of something that they is left undone with their family, or something
right.
they feel is very important for them to get across to their loved one. If you remember, Chris, his mother came through last time.
That was Mark.
And Mark. That's right. Mark's mother came through last time, and she had messages for him also, and that's usually how it works out. She also told him that she was going to be one of his guardian angels, and that he could actually call upon her if he was having problems and stuff. And so I thought that was very interesting. That's the first time I ever had that happen, where one of the spirits said that they were going to be a guardian angel to one of their ancestors. I thought that was pretty. I always felt and I always knew that they were actually ancestors, were guardian angels for their family. But this is the first time I had one of them actually tell me that.
Wow. Chris, do you have a question for Alan?
Yes, I have a question. Alan, I personally, you know, have respect for mediums, including yourself. But what do you say to all the people? I mean, we all have haters, you know. And it may bother you, it may not bother you. But what do you say to all those people who don't believe in mediums? I mean, what would you say to them?
Well, anybody that's involved with the paranormal knows that it's true. The first time you see a ghost, first time you hear a voice in your ear and there's nobody there, all of a sudden you're going to become a believer. And these people who are haters or who don't believe in the paranormal, either they've closed their mind to that stuff and they don't want to believe, or perhaps maybe none of that stuff has ever happened to them. I believe that it's important to have an open mind. You can't go through life with a closed mind forever, you know. You have to have an open mind. There's more things going on than just the things around you, you know. There's things that's going on even in the spirit world. I could probably tell you some things that would make some more haters. I would curl their hair if I told them what I thought. But I don't want to do that because I don't want to be sure.
We want to know.
Well, most of the mediums now, they feel that the veil is becoming thinner, coming closer. I've noticed it now for a few years. And what does that mean? Well, there's a long explanation for it.
More contact with the spirit realm than what we're having now. We'll go back to the naive state that we had where we could see things when we were born. Is that what that means? The veil is getting thinner or closer?
Exactly. That means that there's going to be probably more mediums because they're going to be able to access the veil easier now, and it's closer where they can do that. But the main thing is it could mean that the lifespan of the Earth is coming to an end here pretty soon. You know, when the Earth comes to an end, when it dies. First off, let me believe. I'll tell you something. Everything has a spirit. Every living thing has a spirit. Bugs, insects, all the creatures of the earth have spirits. Human beings have spirits. And even the earth has a spirit. I'll think that over for a little bit. The earth half is a spirit, like a living thing. And being a living thing with a spirit, all things have lifespans. We have our lifespan.
Right.
And the earth has its lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
And when the lifespan of the earth comes to the end and the earth dies, there will not be any more veil. There will not be any more veil. So that means all that stuff that was on the backside of that veil is all of a sudden going to be there with us. If we're still here, then I don't know. I don't know that much. I wasn't revealed that. Maybe there will not be any humans when that happens. I don't know. But
well, Alan,
I do know that.
Who would like to ask
yes.
you a question? Okay.
Okay.
Caller, you got the opportunity to ask Alan a question, make a comment.
Yes. I would like to ask a question, but first, let me just be so humble to say that I really appreciate Alan's comments and offering us this insight. It's not always an easy subject to talk about. Because people, you know, accuse you of being out of your mind. I'm in that situation where I hear voices and sounds, and it doesn't scare me anymore. It's been going
exactly.
on. I moved into this house since 2015, and the noises and the people and the sounds, it's just so loud that you can't deny it. Other people who are not as in tune as I am, even they feel it, but they don't say anything. But
well,
I guess my question to you.
You know, as long as those spirits don't hurt you, as long as those spirits don't hurt you, I call them benign. And we have a couple spirits living in our apartment with us right now, and we don't try to cleanse them or cast them out or anything, because actually they're not bothering us. And the way I see it, they were probably here before we were. So. Yeah, go ahead, ask your question.
Well, what I wanted to say is I believe that they are relatives in both mine and my spouse's immediate families.
Exactly.
And they're intrusive. They're not, they can't scare me because they've got the same energy that they had when they were alive. So, no, they don't scare me. But they're nosy. They're very nosy. And they've always got to make their comments about what's going on, especially my dad, who's always here. It's hard to miss him because he's always here, and he's very opinionated. So I just wanted to know what would my dad advise me to do, if you can talk to him, regarding my job and career situation. He's always here. He's always got an opinion about everything, but I'm just not clear enough to hear exactly. I just hear things like Lori. I just hear things like, yes, I hear very vague things. What do I need to do so I can tune in more? But again, I don't like their nosiness, so I'm kind of at a weird point.
What's your name?
Lori.
Lori, that's my wife's name, Lori. I really don't feel his spirit right now, but that doesn't mean that it won't come to me later. Lots of times they come to me during the show at some point. But if you hear me call out to Lori, that might be the reason why. I do have an impression. The impression that I have is that he would like you to probably whatever the job opportunity is, he would probably want you to take it. Mainly because as a father, I would want my daughter to improve herself or to help herself with her employment. But for I have not received anything from him yet. But like I said, let's let the show go on. Let me see what will happen. Maybe later on during the show, I'll give you a call out and I'll have something for you. Okay?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And the reason why you're probably not hearing him is because for like 7 years, he was interfering with my sleep and I had to put my foot down. Maybe he's a little sore right now.
You know, yeah. I once had a woman who told me that her father had died a couple years ago. And that when he first died, his spirit was around the whole family all the time.
Yep.
But for the last year or, you know, about the last, well, 6 months or so, she didn't feel his spirit as much, and she couldn't figure out why. And, well, anyway, he came to me, and he came to me in a really hard way. He was very vocal in what he had to say. And what he told me was one of the family members told him to go towards the light because they were getting tired of him coming around pestering them. So, you know, if you want your family member around, that's okay. But if you tell them to go towards the light or that they are bothering you, chances are they'll back away from you and not come to you anymore. So, you know, that could be if you put your foot down. Maybe that's the reason why you don't feel him so much now.
Oh, okay, he's one of many relatives.
Do you have a radio or TV on in the background?
No, I don't.
Okay, I was wondering why I was hearing that noise in the background. And that gives me a question for you, Alan. When the sound, do they mimic noise so that you know are there?
Do they mimic noises?
Yeah, some kind of way to let you know we're here. Because Lori got on the phone, I started hearing a lot of noise in the background. I thought it was maybe TV or something.
Remember, that's the same thing we had last time, Terry. Remember, and you asked me if I had any electrical devices on or anything. And I don't have anything on today but a fan. So I don't think it's me. Plus, it was clear when I first called, so I don't know what it could be. But I told you before, too, I have spirits around me all the time. I know this. My wife is also a medium, a passing medium, and she has spirits around her all the time also. We both know this, and they are trying to get messages across. To their relatives or whoever. And it's usually the ones like Lori there. And if I'm talking to her and her father's spirit happens to be close to me, he usually goes through the rest of the spirits and makes it to where he can communicate with me. I haven't felt him yet.
I muted her mic, and now the noise is gone. So if you do hear anything for Lori, just say I got something for Lori, and I'll open her mic. But since I muted her mic, I don't hear anything. So
okay.
I'm gonna question. Then we'll go to a little small break.
All right, Alan. My question is, what is it? How do you deal with like having a medium, like when you and your wife's like out to dinner, or having you know one on one time, like you know personal time? Well, how do you deal with a medium interfering with that?
Oh, another medium from outside the marriage, you mean? Or
no, like I mean, how do you deal with? I didn't mean to say medium. I mean, how's interfering with that? I'm sorry.
Oh, a spirit? Yeah. Well, with me, I have to just tune them out, and pretty much when a spirit comes up to me and he's pretty strong, I usually open my mind where he can make that suggestion to me or whatever. When I'm out, though, socially with my wife or, you know, whatever, I have to close that door where I know they're there, and yet I don't let them interrupt what I'm doing. I used to wonder myself when I was younger how mediums control that, but I've learned through the years how to do that, and I know how they can do it. Now, a person like Amy Allen, she really fascinates me. I have a lot of respect for her, and she's somebody that I really don't know how she can tune out everything that she has going for her, you know, when she's doing these investigations and so forth. But with myself, I can close that door a little bit and tune them out a little bit where they're not ruining our dinner or movie or whatever. I have to do that. That's all there is to it. Otherwise, my life is messed up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Don't blame you. Well, on that note, we need to take a small break, and we'll be back to ask some more questions of Alan. And if you want to talk to him, hit the number one key if you call
him. Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there this week. Yes. Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey, man. I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day.
No! Who is
it? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be. Hey, that's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. So I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. So I just wanna pick the phone up. With Obama talking business, see you calling, tell him, hold up, we gotta take this, let the world wait, wanna wear it like a medal, tell him that I'm a spoken for a fellow, the lady say hello like I'm who they wanna be with, I do everything with my left, I know you see it, trifling, listen baby, I ain't nowhere near perfect, but I promise to make it all worth it, giving you the things to be the man you deserve it, making sure you're smiling, way more than you're hurting, taking my time to hear you when you're talking, reminding you how bad you are often, keep them legs shaking, making love and making sure you understand that it's in my plan, so I just wanna be a good man, to you, girl, that's all I wanna be. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. I just wanna be a good man, too good. That's all I wanna be. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. Tell the truth, tell the whole damn truth. Never leaving out the parts I know gon' upset you. Never doing things that I ain't got no business doing. When you're around, when you're not around, I respect you, and I would never make a fool out about you, baby. I'm making sure you can trust me beyond a shadow of a doubt. So when them bras run up on you with my name in their mouth, you tell them you can be gone with all that. Cause you know what we got is beyond all that. You know we got that real thing. Gonna be the object of some hating. But we gonna be alright, we gonna be alright. Making love after every fight. Girl, from the day I put that ring up on your hand, in front of friends and fam, I had a plan. And my plan is to be a good man, to you. Girl, that's all I wanna be. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be.
Terry E. Lyle, and like I said before, my other co-host Mark is celebrating his birthday, but I see he done snuck over. He want to ask the question, how you doing, Mark, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Terry. I'm just waiting for my guest. I'm waiting
He's
for
here.
My guest. And my my sister messaged me and said she's getting off work, but she'll be just a little late, so I'm just waiting. Everything's ready. I'm just waiting for everybody to arrive.
Happy birthday,
okay,
Mark.
Thank you. I just wanted to say hello to Alan. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Mark. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. How you doing? Any great adventures? Have you heard from my mom lately?
No, I haven't. You know, the last time I got in contact with you is the last time I received anything from her. Has it helped you? Have you felt your mother by you?
Immeasurably. Immeasurably. You don't know how, when you know that your mother's eyes are on you all the time, you know, it really makes you straighten up.
Well, you know, just because we can't see them doesn't mean that they're not there. You know, I wanted to tell you also, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'll go days, maybe a week or so after a show, and I'll receive something from a spirit that was, you know, tormenting me on that show. Your mother was like that. I told you some of it during the show, and then she got a hold of me a couple of days later, and I had to give you the rest of the message, plus some things I couldn't tell you on the show. So,
yeah,
anyway.
I appreciate it so much. I mean, you don't know how much I appreciate that.
Great. I'm glad she helped you, and I'm glad you're taking her advice.
Well, get out the Ouija board and do a seance.
Oh, no,
get it back.
No, we don't do Ouija boards here.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, really.
He's trying to invite you to stop with that old mess.
I would like... If it's all right with you, Terry, I'd like to get Lori back on the line again if she's available.
Well,
her father came to me.
Okay. Hey, Lori, are you still there, darling?
I am.
Good.
Hey, Lori, this is Alan again. I wanted to let you know that your father did come to me during that last break. I want you to know he has a strong spirit and a strong character, and he told me he didn't want to talk to me. He wants to talk to you.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I guess when you put your foot down, he was kind of upset with that, but he wants to talk to you. And I'm going to tell you what he told me to tell you.
Okay.
Probably tonight when you go to bed or whatever. I don't know if you're single or what your circumstance is. But if you could just be in a quiet room and just ask your father to come visit you, okay? And he told me, you're going to know when he's there because you're going to get goosebumps. And you might not hear him, or you're going to feel him. I'm sure of it. You're going to get goosebumps, and just let him know or what you want to know. And you'll get a feeling or something from him as to what to do. You can ask Mark from the show. I told him pretty much the same thing almost, and it was true for him. It's true for you. He came to me. He didn't tell me his name. He just told me who he was, and he told me that he didn't want to talk to me. He wants to talk to his daughter, and he wants to talk to you. So anyway, I relayed the message.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that's him. That's the way he is. I apologize for that. We all have very strong personalities.
He has a very strong spirit. Yeah, very strong spirit. Very strong-willed. He let me know right up front that he didn't want to talk to me.
Okay, well, so, Alan, you got
anyway.
To call on the line. Don't want to talk to you. Caller with your last four digits was 3285. Your name, and you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. This is Alan. Hi.
Hi. Thank you. Nice to meet you. This is Karen.
Nice to meet you. Oh, Karen?
Yes.
What's your question?
Okay. I'm worried about my teeth issues, and I have a claim in two parts with the State Board of Professional Discipline against this dentist. Are you getting anything on how they will rule? Will they sanction him in any way? And will they force him to hand over the x-ray that he's been withholding?
You have a lawsuit with a dentist?
It's not an actual lawsuit. It's a claim with the State Board of Professional Discipline.
Arbitration?
I've submitted claims, and I've been speaking to investigators. They're working out of two offices. They have it in two parts, and they've been gathering information, and then they have going to have a meeting with the State Board of Regents or whoever, you know, handles dentists' licensing or whatever. So it's like they might fine him or take his license away or do nothing or force him to hand over the x-ray also. So I'm wondering what you might see as any of those possible outcomes.
I hate to bring you bad news. I don't think it's really bad news. So I get a feeling that it's not going to go all your way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think you're going to get some relief from this towards the end. You might be upset in the beginning, you know, when you first start receiving information and stuff, but I think towards the end of this you might end up maybe happy. I that's the feeling and the impressions that I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that help?
Somewhat. Are you getting an impression that I will get the digital copy of this x-ray to bring to someone else?
I don't think you are at first. I think it's going to be a process. I don't know how long you've been in this right now, but I think it's a process. Like I said, I feel in the beginning it's going to be like towards his way more, but in the end, you're going to probably get what you want. It's most of it anyway, and it could be the x-ray that you want. I don't know exactly what it was, but I know... I got a feeling that you're going to be kind of sad in the beginning, but maybe happier at the end.
Okay. Are you seeing anything about what the end result will be with my teeth, what procedures I will end up needing?
Boy, I really don't know. Karen. I really don't know as far as that goes. That might be part of the settlement, though, as far as I know. That might be part of that happiness I see, maybe. I don't know. Maybe at some point you'll receive the relief that you need as far as your dental is concerned.
Is there any advice how to find the right dentist that will actually help me? The one that I belong to go to, or however you put it.
I believe there's groups in different states and stuff that does that. They, you can actually go to the Better Business Bureau and find out if a dentist, say, has lawsuits against him or has any kind of things fine, you know, towards him.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering if there was anything intuitive that might give me a direction. I don't know.
I
don't know how to
start. I don't know.
And I'm very jaded. It's very also hard for me to trust again.
Yeah, really, for sure. I really don't know how to help you on that. Like I said, other than going to the Better Business Bureau, that would be the best way to do it.
Okay. All right.
I was just thinking about something, Karen. I don't know whether this is possible, but just like attorneys, they got a board for lawyers. They ought to have a board for dentists, and they ought to have, like, ratings, you know, what ratings are the best. Or you can just, you know, like Google, man, you can search for anything, top-rated dentist office nearest me, right, and see what comes up.
That's where the people that I've been working with, that's where I submitted these claims to complain about him. He actually, it's a very, very long story. He did things that he should not have done, that he didn't tell me about, that he lied to, you know, essentially lied, and he was just doing this to pad the insurance and get more money. And he ended up causing more damage. So,
but you know something? I don't know if you had it done through Medicare or whatever kind of insurance that you got. If you tell the insurance carrier that you think he padded the bill, trust and believe they will go after him and save you some money. They will hunt him down where you're trying to do it. And I guess these doctors and dentists, they got, you know, that camaraderie with each other. They're not going to sell out somebody that's just like them. But you tell that insurance carrier who's got to pay for your work that I think the bill is padded, they're going to be the one hyped up and angry, and they'll go try to find him and get some resolution for you. But that's what I would do. And plus, prayer changes things. I would pray as well.
Well, the insurance company knows they're protecting him. I started with, you know, I was talking to reps from the insurance company, and they said, you need to make a claim with the insurance company and let them know all this. And I thought, yeah, what is that going to do? But I did. And it was bogus. They completely did not read my story of what happened. They bought hook, line, and sinker. The dentist bogus version, and the response they gave me was just ridiculous.
There's always a news media. Put them on Front Street.
I'm sorry?
Yep.
There's always a news media. You can put that dentist on Front Street. Call your channel, whatever, channel 39, whatever channel that's local to you, call them up and say, look, I've been getting a runaround. This guy's been working in my mouth, and he has not completed the work, but he has been padding the bills, and everybody think that I lost my mind. Come pull the records for yourself, you know, because people always need a good story.
That's an interesting idea. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll be a whistleblower. I'll be squawking like a bird. My goodness. Well, thank you, Karen, for calling in. And if you want to ask another question before we get up out of here in 10 minutes, just hit the one key. Right now, I'm going to take you to mute status, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. And I have a question real quick, Alan. There's different titles that I've heard, one like psychic, medium, shaman, okay, seer. Could you tell me what the difference are? They're all under paranormal or are they just names that just mean the same? But I hear so many different names, and they all allude to having the ability to talk to someone in the spirit realm.
Well, a psychic is probably more what Karen needs, is somebody that can tell the future and stuff like that. I can receive impressions and stuff from, you know, different sources or whatever, but my thing is I'm a medium, and a medium kind of intercedes for the spirits and the people living, you know. And my dealings is with the spirits mainly, and helping people to find their dead relatives, or helping the relatives find their living relatives, just like Lori there. She wanted to get in touch with her father, and he didn't come to me at first, and I understand why now. He didn't want to talk to me. He wanted to talk to her, and she kind of closed the door, I think, when she stomped her feet or whatever she did and put her foot down, and that door is still kind of closed there, and that's the reason why he can't communicate with her. But if she does what I told her to, she'll be able to communicate with him.
Okay.
As far as Karen is concerned, like I said, she would probably receive more help from a good psychic.
Okay. Now, you talked about a medium, you talked about a psychic.
Yeah.
What is, what do you feel about a shaman or a seer?
Well, a shaman is more of a healer. And a shaman's been around since the beginning of time. And I believe God placed him on this earth to help heal people before there was modern science, you know, modern medicine. And wherever there was a village or a group of people living together, one of those people was recognized as a shaman or a healer. And they had, that was their main purpose, was to help the members of the village to overcome illnesses or whatever. Now, a seer to me is somebody that can see the future, but it's more like a prophet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a prophet is a seer, and they can foretell the future as far as, how can I put it, godly things, or what God has to tell them or whatever. And that's what a seer is. A psychic and a seer can be probably in the same category, but I don't think you see a seer foretell, you know, giving fortunes and stuff like that, or, you know, a seer is more along the lines of a prophet.
Okay, well, thank you for clearing that up. Well, Christy, you have a question real quick, because we only got about maybe 6 minutes of show time.
Yeah, my question for Alan is, Alan, we've had two callers on the show who asked you questions, you know, on a public forum, but do people contact you privately, like neighbors, or when you're out shopping, do people contact you face to face?
No, not really. Not in this town. I used to, when I came from Phoenix, Arizona, and I lived in North Phoenix. I used to have people once in a while contact me, you know, about healing and so on and so forth. But not so much here. I'm not as well known here, which kind of makes me happier, because I can do my thing and not be bothered, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, but they can contact me mainly through my email address. That would be the main way to contact me, and then I can go from there. Well, as you can see today, I've been able to contact with the spirits over the telephone, and I can do the same thing through emails and stuff. I went as far as England, UK, as far as telling somebody about their loved one who had passed and wanted to contact them and stuff. So there's no boundaries as far as concerned. They don't have boundaries like we do. You know, they don't have to take a cruise ship and take, you know, a month to get someplace. It's like zip, bang, bing, they're there, you know, in an instant.
Okay, well, I got a
question. I'll tell you a little. Okay.
I'll be still on air, and this question is because I used to be a Mormon. I know you're currently a Mormon, and I know that a married couple can be sealed. So allegedly, and I say allegedly because I don't know the beyond, they will be sealed for all times. Now, hypothetically, if a person got sealed, him and his wife, for eternity once they die, what happened if while they still live in the earthly realm and they don't get along or they become an abusive relationship emotionally or physically, can they be unsealed from that perspective? Or do you believe in that thing of being sealed so y'all will be together for all eternity?
Oh, they can be unsealed, yes. It takes something, it takes a special dispensation or something, but they can be unsealed. Mormons are just like anybody else. They go through divorces all the time, just like anybody else. If they feel they can belong to somebody or be married to somebody for all time and eternity, then, you know, they can be sealed in one of the LDS temples and that way. But just because they're sealed in the temple doesn't mean that they can't get a divorce or, you know, if something happens, you know, like catch your husband cheating or something like that, then he's not following the concepts of the Mormon religion and he would be unworthy anyway, you know. So, yeah,
okay.
Just
and
like anything else.
Is there a heaven and a hell? Is there a heaven and a hell?
Yes, there is, definitely.
Man, I'm glad that you said that, because I be telling people what we have right now on Earth is a proving ground. What you do here determine where you go, the book of life or in the fire. And, man, I ain't trying to go there. But I just want to say thank you, Alan, for being here on this Friday. You know, and you can catch Alan on Facebook, I presume LinkedIn, Twitter.
Yeah.
But, Alan, tell everybody where they can reach you at so they'll know.
Best way to get in touch with me is through my KOALAWEDGIT Koala Widget at hotmail.com, and that's my email address. You can get a hold of me there.
All right. Well, thank you again for being here. Thank you, Chris, and everybody.
Yeah,
Chris is going to host the show next week by himself, give him support, call in and talk with him and help him get through it smoothly.
Yes.
And I appreciate everybody being here in North and South, East and West, and all my global listeners. And thank you, Lori and Karen, for calling in. And don't forget, you can call in every week at the same time. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
$1 million show.
I know that when you look at me, there's so much that you just don't see, buddy. You would only take the time. I know. Can't you see the hurt in me? I feel so all alone. There's no